Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is warm and clear. It's a beautiful day in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for enjoying the outdoors. In Haifa, expect a slight breeze to cool things down. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, coming in now, Saudi Arabia reportedly persuaded former President Trump to hold off on striking Iran. The discussion includes potential normalization with Israel. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Hamas is distributing personal weapons to operatives. This move aims to avoid a complete disarmament amid ongoing balance of power discussions. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, Israel confirms it has thwarted cyber attacks by Iran. This follows recent warnings of potential cyber threats to the U.S. water sector. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today, the U.S. sees progress in a deal to disarm Hamas and rebuild Gaza. However, Israeli officials remain skeptical about Hamas fulfilling its commitments. And finally, from I-24 News, earlier today, an Israeli court has sentenced a man to 20 years in prison for attempting to join ISIS. This case highlights ongoing security concerns in the region. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel reported just minutes ago that former President Trump called off a major strike on Iran. He cited a new framework to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and address nuclear threats. Meanwhile, I24N EWS English posted earlier today that despite claims from Palestinian officials, the IDF will not halt operations in Gaza. Israeli authorities emphasized there's no change in policy. From Ynet Global, in a post from earlier, Iran denies any agreement on the Strait of Hormuz. This comes after Trump's announcement of a supposed deal. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report. Saudi Arabia has reportedly played a crucial role in averting an immediate conflict with Iran. Mideast expert Ksenia Svetlova suggests this could be a step towards Saudi-Israel normalization. The region watches closely as these diplomatic discussions unfold. Turning to the story from the Jerusalem Post, Hamas is reportedly issuing rifles to individuals, presenting them as personal firearms. This strategy aims to circumvent disarmament pressures while maintaining operational capacity. For residents, this raises concerns about potential escalations in violence. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights that Israel successfully countered cyber attacks from Iran. This development comes amid heightened alerts following threats to the U.S. water sector. Cybersecurity remains a critical focus for national security. In earlier reporting from Axios, the U.S. perceives progress in disarming Hamas and rebuilding Gaza. Yet, Israeli officials expressed doubt about Hamas's reliability in adhering to any commitments. The outcome of these negotiations could significantly impact regional stability. Finally, the sentencing of a man for attempting to join ISIS underscores the persistent security threats within Israel. The court's decision reflects a strong stance against terrorism, aiming to deter future attempts. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a labor dispute is escalating at the International Bank. The bank's IT management's decision to change remote work formats has led to tensions. Separately, as reported by CTech, Checkpoint is on the hunt for its next breakthrough. Despite having billions in cash, investors question if the company can adapt quickly enough to market changes. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, Rami Levy Stock Network is expanding to the center of the country. The new branch in Ramla Mall will open later this August, marking a significant move for the company. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.